goodness, we already got both Mark Kennedy and Carl Roberts are already here. Elizabeth, this is a big one now. This is a big one, Elizabeth. How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing good, by the grace of God. How about you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. I'm glad you could join us this evening for a little bit. Yeah, Mark and I just, we talked and we decided just to kind of have a kickback. This is a soccer night. No, I'm in a crazy mood tonight. I don't know why, but I'm in kind of a weird mood. But we just kind of wanted to get to know people a little bit better. Matt Mosseller is on YouTube with us. He's at work. He can't dial in, but he is at work and he's listening. And I was reading his. Go ahead.
Hi, Brother Matt. God bless you. Hey, Brother Carl. God bless you, my brother.
Hey, Brother Mark. How are you doing?
Well, Matt posted on here. It was kind of funny. He said, I'm at work listening. I watched yesterday's fellowship. You went off preaching hard. Okay. And anyway, he said, it sounds like someone was teaching heresy yesterday. Well, that's the understatement of the year. We had Frick and Frack on there coming up with the most asinine things. And, you know, I wasn't going to get into an endless deputation with him, but anyway.
Yeah. Couple of deniers.
Yeah.
They said they loved Christ, but they were really a couple of Christ deniers, you know, hemming and hawing, you know, oh, we like this part of the word, but we don't like that part of the word, and on and on and on.
Yeah. Hey, your point is well taken, Mark. Mark just posted that I'm getting eccentric in your seniorhood, brother. Yeah, I probably am. I take that with the absolute, because it's so true. Hey, Rick Vittori, welcome aboard. Rick, if you want to call in, you can call in if you're able to. The number is 605-562-0444, and you just put in the talk shoe number 140414, and then your passcode is 1 and the pound sign, and you'll be with us, brother, so we'd love to have you with us. And so, let's see who else. We're still a little early here. And Mark and Rosette are sitting over here listening tonight. And we've already had, let's see what we've got here on the Facebook side. It doesn't look like too many people have jumped on board yet. You know, I have found a lot of people are real apprehensive about, and I understand because you're in front of a worldwide audience and stuff. I don't like stuff being said to me that's in a negative connotation, but, you know, as far as just getting to know people about their family, about if they had brothers and sisters, how they were raised, you know, a little bit of background, it's always helpful. And I've been wanting to ask Carl for a long time. I've never had the opportunity, so I'm going to take it tonight because we're just sitting here talking. Carl, I don't think you've ever shared with me anything about your father. Is he still living?
Oh, yes, sir. He, you know, I'm the third. He's Carl W. Roberts, Jr. He should be about 68 years old. But we sort of have an estranged relationship. You know, it's been rocky back and forth, and I actually haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to Butch. I don't know. I guess I had an aunt die back in August of 2017. She got in a wreck. Her and my uncle, and she was not able to get out of the truck, and she actually died in the vehicle. My uncle managed to get out. And that week was the last week that I've spoken to, you know, to Butch, which is what I call my earthly dad. That's his nickname. But yeah, I have a stepmother. I have a stepsister, a stepbrother. I have a sister that we share the same dad and mom. And then I have a half brother, and I have two other stepbrothers as well.
Oh, wow, that's quite a trend.
They call that in the days of an blended family, I guess.
Yeah, it's not much of a family. I mean, it's really not. But yes, sir. He's still alive, and my mom, she just turned. She'll be, I think, 66 this August 11th. 66 or 67.
Wow, your dad is still pretty young. I mean, I could almost be your dad. I mean, I'm 65. I mean, going on 66. I didn't realize that your father was. I didn't know, but that's young. Of course, the older you get, the younger everybody else is, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
A young spring chicken.
Yeah. Ashley Kinney is on Talk Shoe, but I think he's just, see what it says. Viewing only, no audio connected. Okay, so he is viewing it. Unfortunately, I don't have my video on TalkShoe, so you'd have to go to Facebook or YouTube to see my smiling face, which I know that, you know, that's one of the reasons so many people tune into our program is to see, you know, handsome Larry and everything. That is a laugh, isn't it, Mark?
Now you're getting a little bit there, brother. I know you're only kidding.
Well, at least you were kind. You didn't say, yeah, the really reason I like to come in there is I like to see your sagging, hanging neck.
Oh, that is sad.
Let's see. We've got Matt. We've got Rick Petorik. We've got Mark Phillips. We've got Mark Kennedy. We've got Carl Roberts. We got Rosette. I'm sure Babs may be listening in. I don't know.
Don't put up.
Yeah, and I did invite a number of people tonight. But what I have found is when we actually don't have a specific topic, a lot of people just they're afraid to call in because
right.
they're afraid they're going to get nailed. That's not our intent to nail anybody. Now, if they
right.
come in spouting out a lot of false doctrine, now obviously we're going to probably mute their mics. But other than that, so tell me, Carl, does your dad live? What state does he live in? Do you know?
He lives in Louisiana, which is where we're from. He actually lives in the same town that I was sort of born and raised in. He's lived at the same place now for years. It's, you know, I love him with all my heart. I have to love him from a distance. You know, things happen, you know, in life, and you sort of wish they didn't. However, you know, you can, you know, I'm very cut and dry, and, you know, I have, you know, made a lot of mistakes in life, and just like anybody else,
right.
But I try, you know, but I just try to put one foot in front of the other and keep going.
Yeah.
I really don't know why I'm even going off on this tangent here. I mean, I guess it's just to say that, I mean, you know, he lives in the same place, in the same town. My mother, they all live in the same area. And that that, you know, that little town, it's called Vidalia, Louisiana. And it's really changed since I was a kid. Methamphetamine has really, and I'm sure that, you know, there's places all over the world now, you know, that are like that because of that drug, you know, and that wicked device of Satan, because I believe with all my heart that, you know, methamphetamine is a is a demonic device straight from the pit of hell. And I mean, it has turned that whole area upside down. And one of the best things that ever happened to me and my wife was the good Lord got us out of there. And, you know, like I say, there's some stuff that happened between me and my father, and he, you know, just, you know, for whatever reason, he isn't prepared to try to make any reconciliation for it. And I think it has to do with, he would have to acknowledge, you know, he would have to acknowledge some of the things that he's doing wrong. And, I mean, I have heard that he's going to church, you know, but having said, you know, but having said that, I mean, the gospel's not preached in that area. All it is Arminianism and free will works idolatry. And yep. I mean, you're not going to hear the gospel there. And I mean, you know, we can't go to church. I mean, the church can go somewhere, but the church isn't a place you go. I mean, the church is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it's really interesting. When I was involved in social work, I had to go into a lot of those homes that were infested with that drug. And it's really, I don't know, it just, as you know, Brother Carl, it just totally messes people up. I mean, their whole dynamic of their whole lives is just shattered. And
yep.
I don't even like to think back to those days when I had to go out with, you know, out with the police officers and the sheriff and all of that and pull kids out of homes and because, you know,
yep.
children were so involved in drugs. But, yeah, I went
yep.
through a lot of that and, you know, by the way, I want to share something good with everyone. I'm going to try to. Actually, Kenny, I have unmuted your mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Larry.
Hi, Ashley. How are you? I think this is the first time I've actually met you in person. How are you tonight? Or today?
Yeah,
or
whenever I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. Yeah, it's Friday morning here. It's 8 or 7:30 in the morning here. How's everyone?
Wow. Doing very good, brother. This is Brother Mark. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, you too, Mark. And Carl and everybody else that's there.
And this is the first time I've heard your voice, Ashley. You have a very pleasant sounding voice.
I hope you can understand my accent.
it's kind of exciting to have you on board. I'm just, all I'm thinking about now is boxing kangaroos.
No, there's no boxing kangaroos. No, not in my area, no. I don't live in the outback.
Oh, okay. I got
you. I live in a city, I live in South Australia. I live in a city called Adelaide. That's the capital of South Australia. And,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm definitely not with boxing kangaroos.
Okay. It's funny how you get something in your mind, you know.
No.
Yeah.
This is a meet and greet, situation. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I don't come from any Christian background whatsoever, and that's the amazing part about it, was that God basically reached down and took me out of an atheistic family. And
wow.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. It takes a lot of twists, actually, to get where I am now. I've been listening to your program for quite a while, Larry, because I have listened to other programs and made the mistake of getting involved without first knowing where people stand. I don't know
sure.
if you have that experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And I've come to realize that you speak the truth, and that's why I've come on board.
Amen. Well, we really appreciate that. And you had a past history, I think, prior to even, I don't know how you first found out about, I don't know if it was through Sermon Audio, I don't know if it was through just the talks you broadcast, Facebook, whatever. How did you first find out about it?
Sermon Audio, because
okay,
although, yeah, with Sermon Audio, it's mainly Reformed doctrine. Prior to me coming to the knowledge of the doctrines of grace, I was involved with in a Pentecostal charismatic movement, and by God's grace, He led me out of that, and. It's quite a long story, actually, and I don't really want to go into too much of it because it'll take too much time. But God just graciously led me out of it. I always had this nagging thought in my head of who Antichrist was, and it bugged and bugged me so much that. And finally, when God finally led me out of the charismatic movement, I thought that I was basically left in a spiritual wilderness. I thought that God had departed from me. But in actual fact, what had happened was that He led me out of the movement so that He could teach me His truth. I came across a Reformed Christian bookshop who was run actually by a Presbyterian minister. And I told him my situation, and I basically wanted to know whether he knew who Antichrist was. And he came right out and told me that the Pope of Rome and the Catholic Church was the whore of Revelation. Anyway, I started to read books. He gave me books. I read the book, first of all, Fox's Book of Martyrs, which basically took the curtains off my eyes and woke me up as to who the Antichrist system was.
Wow.
And then I started getting into other books like, Arthur Pink's Sovereignty of God. And that totally turned me on my head. That I finally came to the knowledge of the gospel of grace. And ever since then, I've been growing throughout the years in that knowledge. And I came across your program probably a year or more ago, and I was tuning in and listening to what you had to say and all your guests, and I finally realized that you're what I've been looking for.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. Your story, I was thinking about when you were telling about your story with the coming out of the charismatic, how much it mirrors not only kind of what I came out of, but even more so Carl. So you guys have a lot in common, you know. It just
it's
amazing, Carl, what that's kind of what has happened to you, similar that Ashley has relayed. I want to also let the people know on Facebook, if you want to call in tonight, the lines are open. Andre Barros, Howard Jett. Howard, I've seen you on so many times. I know you're friends with a lot of my friends. And if you want to call in, we'd love to meet you in person. The number tonight is 605-562-0444. And you just plug in the talk shoe number, which is 140414, and then your passcode is 1 and a pound sign. Well, I'd love to meet you, Howard. Also, Andre Barros, I don't know what part of the world you're from, Andre. I think you're on the other side of the pond, so it might be harder. Oscar Graves, you're welcome to as well. Any of you guys that are on tonight, I want to invite you to come on Talk Shoe and actually say hello to us so we'll know. It's such a delight to meet Ashley. I don't know how many emails we've done back and forth. We've never actually been able to talk, you know, one-on-one like this, Ashley. It's a great joy. Ashley really touched my heart one night when he shared openly that his wife has Alzheimer's, and he's her principal caregiver. And I can relate because of what I've had to go through regarding my son. So we have something to relate to on that basis, too.
Not only that, Larry, I've often heard you speak about the situation that you had a brother, and I'm basically, I don't know what it is, but my life seems to mirror some of what you've been through. I've lost a number of members of my own family myself, actually. I lost a brother also, it was in a house fire. So I can kind of relate to you in certain ways, actually. I come from a family of eight. There was eight of us, but there's only very few of us left now through different circumstances, sicknesses, and so forth. I can relate to you on some certainly in some areas.
I saw somebody posted on Facebook today, and I thought, you know, there's a certain amount of truth in that. They said, sometimes God breaks our hearts as a means to save our souls, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. In other words, I think about Pharaoh, and I think also about Nebuchadnezzar. You know, now Nebuchadnezzar, I believe Nebuchadnezzar came to a saving knowledge of Christ. It's my own belief, because he at the last acknowledged the King of Heaven and said that, and he bowed down to the King of Heaven. And you know, this was after crawling around like an animal for over how many years, and Ashley, it's really a joy to have you on tonight. Carl, do you have any thoughts?
If you don't mind, first I would just like to read a portion of Proverbs 16. It'll be verses 1 through 9. That's okay with everybody.
Proverbs 16.
I want to acknowledge Brother Christopher Durning is with us as well. Go ahead, Brother Carl.
All right, Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 9, in the Authorized King James Version only. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked. For the day of evil, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Amen.
That's beautiful. That's
very good.
Well, Christopher, we have with us tonight Ashley Kinney from Australia. Welcome, Christopher. How are you this evening?
Hello. How Hello to everyone, brethren. Because judgment against a wicked work is not executed speedily, therefore it is set forth in the sons of men to only do wicked continually. Now, that's a paraphrase, but you guys get it.
Yep.
I love that verse. I'll dig it up. Unless Brother Mark already beat me to it. Mark's got the quickest fingers on the keyboard. But isn't that a truism? I hope it relates. Anyway.
Rick Votorek on YouTube made a comment. He says, this is just like another day at Old Home Week. Okay. Anyway, he says, overturning the down under false doctrine. You know, that's interesting. A while back, it just shows you how your programming, cosmology is programmed into your brain. I called up Brother Ashley. I forget whether it was on TalkShoe or on email. Anyway, I said, you're from the land down under. And he was quick to correct me, you know. It's amazing how we have these terminologies that they're just implanted in our brain, just like talking about the planet and all this stuff. And, you know, it kind of makes you do a rethink when you're exposed to biblical cosmology.
Exactly. And if we were to start digging from here and we could dig through the core of the earth, would we end up in China?
That's made
of course. There's no down under. It's all level.
I'm 60 years of age, and so far I've never ever felt that I've been standing upside down, spinning around.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to share something with you guys. Walt Stickle was kind enough to share this with me. I know he shared it with Christopher. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but I was so blessed the other day. I was talking to Walt, and he said, Larry, I had a major wow experience back in April. And I said, what was it? And he said, well, you know, I've been estranged from my wife and my daughter for over 35 years. And he says, you know, I haven't had any contact with my son. He's got a son and a daughter. And I'm not going to go into all the details. That's really not important. But, well, it is important, but it's something that Walt needs to share. And he has shared with me. But anyway, he said, I got a call on my cell phone, and I answered the cell phone, and it was my daughter. And she said, Dad, I want to see you. And he says, well, I want to see you too. Where are you? And you know what she said? I'm out at your front gate. Wow.
Wow.
And he was like, wow, you know, and he said, I was like in shock, you know, nobody warned. Well, then to come to find out, her mother, his former wife, was with her out at the front gate.
Wow.
And so he goes out there, and anyway, it was just a blessing. It was a blessing to hear that partial reconciliation that took place. I was just overwhelmed to hear that. And so sometimes we don't realize how God is working. We think he's got, you know, we think it's all done and everything else. But you know what? God has his own timing on everything.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he does. I remember Walt sharing that scene. That wasn't probably a month ago or so. And boy, it just pepped him up. It really did.
Yeah.
It pepped him up.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah, in fact, he shared with me, Chris, that when he was sharing with you, he said when Christopher was on the phone with me, he said, I actually broke down and started weeping, you know, and that's just not Walter's demeanor to do that. You'd have
no,
to
it
know
doesn't
Walt.
Appear that way. No, he doesn't appear to be that type, but you never know.
Well,
but I'll tell
yeah,
you
that's
what.
Right.
I don't know if it's more good or less good to have someone
yeah.
you really love, especially your daughter and your child, to show up on
yeah.
your door like a ring. Hello, not the polar brush man. Anyway, to have them there, but you know what would bother me would be the fact that they have to leave.
Yeah,
that would
yeah.
be almost as. But again, you got to look at the positive part of it, where, hey, what a blessing! Thanks for thinking of me and visiting me. But
yeah.
to me, it would be kind of heartbreaking to see them have to drive away.
Yeah.
But you know, one of the positive things that came out of that, they shared with Brother Walt that they were leaving his place to go up to his son's. So that kind of gave him a linkage to his son from the past as well. So,
oh, good.
Brother
right.
Walt.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That,
Lonnie Godsey, welcome aboard. And Lonnie, if you want to call in on TalkShoe, we'd love to meet you tonight. This is an open forum. And anyone's welcome to call in and say hello to us tonight. We've got a number of people on, and it's just a blessing to be able to talk to Ashley and to talk to Carl and to talk to Mark Kennedy. I invited Ed Henry tonight, and I'm hoping that sometime Edward will come back and join us. We've had a few disagreements, but we substantively agree on all the points of salvation. So, and Brother Mark, it's good to have you with us.
I miss Ed. I miss
yes,
him with Brother Ed tremendously. He was he's such a me and him got crossed up a couple of times,
yeah.
you know, but for me personally, I never felt like he was trying to dominate any talk shoes or anything. I just felt like he was confident, and he's a really, really great researcher. And he,
yeah.
you know, and he knows most of the time the topics that he discusses. I mean, he knows these things in and out. He's looked at them from all angles. And I miss his fellowship on here with us tremendously. I think that we're at a, I would just leave it at that and say that, you know, I pray that the Lord brings him back amongst us every day by his grace.
But Brother Carl, who are you talking about specifically? I'm sorry.
Brother Edward Hendry.
Oh, Ed Henry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
yeah, there have been some issues. You know, I'm not going to poke my head in the sand. We've had our issues. We've had our differences. But like I said, it's nothing substantial that, you know, well, we did have a major, back and forth, there for a bit, but yet we both, reconciled, but he is not communicating with me. There is one thing I will say, and that is that, you know, and you all probably are aware of it, and you can go online. I mean, it's public information. You know, the Department of Justice, a number of years ago, I think it was back in 2001, the director of the Department of Justice, who was actually the over Edward Henry at the time when Edward Henry was working for the Drug Enforcement, which he now is the chief counsel for the Drug Enforcement Agency, but the guy that ran the Department of Justice was Mueller, the guy that did the investigation on the Russia deal, okay?
Oh, yeah. And, we know who the mule of Hillary is.
yeah. Anyway, I've got an article with Mueller as the director over all of those agencies while Brother Edward Henry was involved in the Department of Drug Enforcement. And in fact, in that particular article, Edward Henry has done some writing. He was actually training other attorneys in drug enforcement and so on. But,
wow.
And I'm not going to get into all the details on that, but there are some things, you know, I've had long conversations with Brother Walt. A lot of people believe, and I'm not, I, I'm not going to say one way or the other. I think there is a tendency, if a person puts, and I've been guilty of this myself, so I'm talking to myself. If all we talk about is the Zionists, that's all, in other words, we lay all the blame on the crypto Jews or those who say they're Jews and are not. We lay all the blame on them, and we never. There's some people that say that the people that are doing that are doing it as a limited hangout to shield the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits. Okay,
yeah.
There's some people actually say that.
I just don't get that impression from Brother Edward. I mean, for me, I just see it, and I believe that Brother Ed is of the same opinion. You know, the Jews with Rome, along with Pilate, these people conspired and executed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we know that no man took his life from him, that he laid it down willingly for his sheep, limited atonement. We know that. However,
brother, that was predetermined of the Father. That was predetermined.
Well, I'm not finished yet. So if you let me finish.
Okay.
What we see in Scripture there is a conspiracy to kill Christ. And the Jews worked with Rome, worked with Pilate, and the government there that occupied them, that was ruling over them, to execute Jesus Christ. So we're not making any of this up. It all goes hand in hand.
Right. Yeah, I tend to agree with you, and I think that I tend to fall on the side of Edward Henry on this. Now, Walt did a lot of, you know, he makes a lot of good points about the tremendous influence of the Jesuit, the number of the Jesuit colleges, the number of influences But Ed's always quick to say, yeah, but who started the Jesuits, you know? Ignatius Loyola was a crypto Jew, okay? And so if you go to the chronology, it does, you know, they used to use the phrase, all paths lead to Rome. I've almost come to the conclusion all paths lead to the crypto Jews. I mean, you know, because it was going on, like Brother Carl said, it was going on with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, it was going on, the Kabbalah and the Talmudic programming was going on back in before Christ came.
Yep.
What do you say, Ashley?
Well, chronologically, what came first, the Jews and all the conspiracies, or the Jesuits and Catholic conspiracy? I mean, one predates the other.
Right.
Well, I agree.
See, who really rules the roost? Walter and I have been back and forth on this over the years, and, you know, it is an interesting study to see who, you know.
It is.
Both wicked and the whole Jesuit thing is wicked, and that's the seat of the pedophilia. Even now, you know, but the Jews are, you know, these Talmudic Babylonian controllers out of the Vatican, and now they have our president wrapped around his finger. They really do.
Yeah, I like the cartoon myself with Netanyahu leading Trump along around. I think it's pretty good. Ashley, you were making a comment. Go ahead, Ashley.
No, I certainly agree with everything that's been said. I've read most of all of Edward Henry's books, and I quite miss him, actually. I wish that he would come back to the show because I enjoyed listening to his commentaries. But recently I've come to realize, because you were saying, this is about Walter, or he basically points it all towards the Jesuits. But I myself agree with what you say, Larry, that it's a combination of the Roman Catholic Church, the Judaism, and all together. And I believe now that's exactly what you've been talking about in regards to that.
Yeah, in fact, Walt called me the other day. He wanted to do a broadcast. He wanted to interview me, and then he wanted me to interview him. And he wanted to go into Tupper Saucy, and he wanted to go into the Jesuit order again, and the influence of, you know, we know the history of the Jesuits and how they have infiltrated so much. And I'm willing to do that. I mean, I am not giving anyone a pass. I'm not giving the Jesuits a pass. I'm not giving Rome a pass. One of the things that I find phenomenally interesting is if you go online, there's a guy, I can never remember his first name, his last name, the Catholic that's always coming against Zionism, Jones, what's his first name? Michael Jones, D. Michael Jones. If you go to YouTube and look up Michael Jones, E. Michael Jones, doctor, he's a Roman Catholic, and he's staunch against the Zionists, you know? And a lot of Roman Catholics do take that position, especially now you even have, what's the guy that was the actor in The Passion of Christ?
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson now is coming out with a movie supposedly exposing the Rothschilds, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
And, of course, Mel Gibson in the past got drunk and inebriated and whatever and said all kind of supposedly anti-Semitic things. And, you know, I just find it really interesting how all this stuff is now starting to come out.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would just like to say that ultimately we have to remember, and I'm not excusing men or people or their behavior, but we're told in Scripture that we don't fight against flesh and blood, all right? And that our Lord and Savior was manifested to destroy the works of Satan, all right? And these people that we're talking about, they are of the seed of the serpent. They are of their father, the devil. And it doesn't matter if you're a so-called physical Jew or not. It doesn't matter if you're from France or from whatever part of the world that you're from Rome or from Louisiana. If you are a child of Satan, you are going to do the work of your father. And that's what we have to remember, is that this is a spiritual thing. This is not, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, ultimately. That's what this is about. And, we have to keep our eyes. And with that, I think I'm going to get off the call and get me some sleep. I have to be back up at midnight to go to work. But, and we just have to remember, at least for me, I always try to tell myself and remind myself, as God gives me the grace to do so, to not turn to the right or to the left. I'm supposed to be aware. We are told to be aware and watch what goes on around us because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking him he may devour. But having said that, I just try to keep my eyes fixed on Christ and the glory of Jesus Christ. And Ashley, it was really a pleasure, brother, to finally get to hear your voice and speak with you. And God bless you and your wife over there, and Brother Mark Kennedy and Brother Larry Phillips. And
you,
God bless everybody.
You too, Carl. Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks for joining us, Carl. I always look forward to hearing your perspective on it. And get some rest, and we'll talk to you soon, brother. God bless.
God bless.
God bless, Carl.
Yes, sir.
God bless, Carl.
I want to flip it back over to Mark Kennedy because, it's interesting. I find sometimes the person with the fewest words often has the greatest wisdom. Okay? And there's a counter. I can see the percentages of who's talked, and it's always, Larry Phillips dominates, Carl Roberts dominates, Ashley stands in the corner and waves at us, And then Mark Kennedy, he's usually, and so I want to turn it over to Brother Mark. Mark, you have unbridled time. Just take your time and let us know your thoughts, brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yes, Brother Carl is exactly right on this Zionist, Illuminati, all the Freemason, all the stuff This is spiritual warfare. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against dominions of spiritual wickedness in high places. And so Brother Carl is exactly right. It has nothing to do with flesh and blood. It has to do with spiritual conflict in the heavenly realms that we can't see. We know the forces of darkness and light are clashing in the spiritual realm from all the crazy things that we see happening in this crazy world. And so Brother Carl is exactly right. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I had another observation just from listening to everybody's testimony in the early period of the call about how, you know, about how we had certain beliefs and that we have different beliefs now. And I find this to be true in my experience, too, because I used, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I used to have weird beliefs also. And I went through the New Age, you know, movement in a few, you know, back in the 90s for a short time. But God, when God comes and claims someone, it's like an old building, and they want to use the land to build a new building. What do they have to do first? They have to tear the old structure down before they can put the new structure on that land. And it's the same way with belief. And the wrong beliefs that we had in our previous time are like that old building that they have to tear down before they can put the new building or the new belief superstructure in place. And it's exactly the same way with God and when he claims an elect soul and brings them into the kingdom, God oftentimes, and he also has to oftentimes do drastic things to get our attention to pull us out of the fire of hell and unbelief. So I noticed that as a common denominator in all of the, in everybody's testimony in the first 20 minutes of the call. And I just wanted to illuminate that a little bit, that God has to tear down our incorrect previous beliefs before he can put the right thing in there, you know?
Good point. In fact, Rick Vitorek, he's not with us on TalkShoe, but he's on Facebook, and he has pointed out a scripture, and you know what? I had never seen, this is phenomenal. You guys, if you have your Bible, go to Isaiah 29, and let's just read 22 through 24, but this is absolutely phenomenal. He says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall now be ashamed, not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine." That is phenomenal. I'm sure I've read that before, but thanks for sharing that, Rick. I'd never seen that in that light. And that's the prophet I speaking about the fact that God is going to bring his people to the understanding of sound doctrine in the Old Testament. And that's beautiful. Go ahead.
That's good. That is very good. That kind of comports with what I just said about how God has to root out the bad things that we have learned. We have so much to unlearn before God can begin to impart the truth to us. He has to root out the previous error. And that is very interesting correlation there.
Yeah, that's a good point there, brother. And you know, we do have to unlearn a lot of garbage that's been presented to us. If we took it as real, as germane, to the scriptures and to, but you know what? All anybody ever has to do is just get with just one other brethren and look at the scriptures and come to the validation point of the reality of whatever's in view or whatever's being questioned. But see, they make a big deal out of it. And most churches don't teach anything, but they don't even teach the tenets. It's pretty sad. But it's really simple to overcome what you're talking about, which just seems to be a real problem that predominates the error of today's church. And there's a way around it, a simple way, and can establish a like-minded brethren and fellowship that I don't think we can ever get enough of, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I myself got out of organized religion a number of years ago because I realized that the that 99% of the church they preach error and especially here where I am is mostly Arminian and mostly charismatic. So unfortunately I've come to that conclusion and that's why I've it's very funny, you know. I mean, I live across the other side of the world and I've come into a fellowship. you know, it's just amazing that, you know, God has led me to your fellowship the way he has.
Yes. Well, it's been a blessing, brother, and to us, you've been a real blessing to me. And early in the morning, when we go on, when I'm early in the morning having devotional and you're there, of course you remind me that it's not early in the morning there, it's usually in the evening or late at night. But one of the other things I wanted to bring up, which I find really quite profound, is that I have been, of course God orchestrates all things, ordains all things. I have been in correspondence with a number of people, and it's amazing, you know, how God will give people partial truth at times. I'll mention four people, okay? Adam Green, Rick Wiles. I don't know if you know who Rick Wiles is. He has a website. It's called True News, okay? And he's not an Arminian, but he's coming against Zionism. And then, of course, Adam Green is coming against Zionism. And then you've got a guy by the name, Carl is very familiar with all these people. You've got a guy by the name of Stephen DeNoonan. Stephen has a broadcast called Israeli News. And then there's another one. It's called Blackstone Intelligence, okay? And his name is Jake Morphonius. Now, all of these people that I've just mentioned on YouTube have over 50,000 subscribers, okay? Now, what's so interesting about it is there's another guy on there. He's called the Last American Vagabond. I don't even know his name, but I really like the guy because he is so common sense. But anyway, I am in correspondence with all five of those people. Okay, and I got an email this afternoon from the guy with the Last American Vagabond, and he wants me to send me my books. He wants to read my books, and I thought that was a real blessing because if he will read these books in the Holy Spirit and use them to bring him to the Bible, that's a blessing. Okay, I sent Adam Green out the book. I've sent out the books to Stephen DeNoon, who is a former, he was a dispensationalist Jew. He now says he abandoned dispensationalism and is holding to Christ. Now, he's still way off on a lot of his doctrine. Don't get me wrong. God's got a long ways to bring him yet. But the only reason I bring these people up, Blackstone Intelligence, Jake Morphonius is a Mormon. He's a Mormon.
Wow.
And yet here he is most Mormons at the hierarchy of the Mormon Church are pro-Israel. I mean, they are in bed with Israel all the way. And here Jake is coming against the Zionists with a vengeance, and so I'm going to send him out my books. So you just never know how God is going to work. You just never know how he's going to work.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Right.
We're glad he works just the same, and it's always in for the benefit of those that have a natural or a God-given sense of relying on the truth of the gospel. Because see, we seek this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
This is I think it's true with all of you. It's true with me. It's the greatest pleasure I can get out of what's left of my life on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is the true gospel and God giving me opportunity to share that with whomever he puts on the road
that
crosses mine.
Amen, brother.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming on today. You know, it was really a blessing to talk to everybody, and I didn't know if Brother Carl was going to be able to join us at all because he's at work on the boat, and he emailed me a while ago and says, he says, I think I'm going to have some time to join you for a little bit. And I said, well, man, come on, okay? I have put a call in, just so you all know, I have put a call in for Ed Hendry. I reached out to him, and I will continue to reach out to him. I also want everybody to know that I put a message out to Brother Michael Smith as well. We've had our differences, but I would like to see a reconciliation there.
That would be great.
I can only do my part, okay? I can only do my part. I can't force people to reconcile with me, okay? And so I follow the Holy Spirit to do what he tells me to do. And if they respond, great. If they don't respond, you know, I have to be resigned to God's will. That's all I can say. So I wanted to share that with you. I appreciate you guys coming on tonight. And I think we've got to know each other. I'm glad that I was able to talk to Brother Carl about his father. I didn't realize his father was still living. And it gets a total different understanding of what Brother Carl is going through, because he's basically estranged from his father and his mother, and I know exactly what that's like. Okay, so let's bring Brother Carl in our prayers. Rick Batorik, I want us to remember him. He's working really hard. Him and his wife, they assist elderly people for their living, and that's hard work, especially when you get older and have to lift older people around and so on. Also, I want to continue to remember Ashley, because I know it's stressful when you have to be a major caregiver to someone with Alzheimer's. And also I want to remember Brother Mark and Brother Christopher, because they're alone. They're both single, and they need the prayer of God's people. And so I've said my piece. I'm going to just open it up for anyone that has any final comments. Ashley, I'm going to give you a final comment, and then we'll just go around to everyone else. Go ahead, Brother Ashley.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say that it's been a pleasure to talk to the members there, and I'd just like to say that God has blessed me. Even though we have troubles in our life, I mean, God has blessed me. I can't tell you what he's done in my life. I was brought out of a family that were completely heathen, atheistic, and he just, out of his love, I still can't understand it, decided to take me out of that. I just thank God every day, and I thank the fellowship that we have here. I'm really, God has led me to your fellowship, and I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you, brother.
We love you, brother Ashley. We love you, brother Ashley. Your family. I regard you as a brother, as a solid brother in the Lord. And we love you, brother Ashley. And we're blessed and enriched that you're with us.
I feel the same way. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You got it.
Okay. Well, brother Chris, have any final comments, and then I'll let Mark have the last word. Brother Chris, go ahead.
Well, thanks, brothers. It's nice to meet you, brother Ashley. And I would have been here yesterday, but I'm getting up to the deadline of weed abatement, and there's no warning this year. It's a $500 flat penalty. So I've been knocking weeds down, and that's about it. You know, that's what I've been involved in. And you know, you get a timetable, you look at the weather and see when it's going to rain and so forth. And you know, but anyway, the Lord's been good, and I've got it about 90% kicked in the rear end, and I just pray that there's no accidents or anything. But I'm pretty much working on my own, and well, the Lord's right there with me, and it will be accomplished. But as we get older, it's the same old grind, but we get it done, and you know, and but that's been paramount on my mind of late, and just about done, and you know, but I would have enjoyed one of my more popular study criteria, which is particular atonement, you know, but and I appreciate, well, I can go back and listen to that. But anyway, that, it seems to be the stickler. And I know you all would have covered it well, with or without me. But that is a stickler in understanding free grace. And they hate it. And when I say I'm talking about 80-90% of Christianity worldwide, you know.
Yeah,
and other Arminians, you know, that's about it. That's all I have new, really. Mm-hmm. I'll look forward to Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for joining. And I'm going to turn it over to Mark. We're coming up to the end of the hour. So, Brother Mark, any final thoughts, announcements, anything that's on your mind, brother?
Well, I just want to say what a joy it was to hear your voice and hear the way you talk, Brother Ashley. It's such a joy to when you hear a person's voice, you can it says a lot about them, and listening to your voice and the way you talk, I can tell that you're a very solid spiritual brother in the Lord, and again, I just want to reiterate what a blessing and a joy it is to have you with us every time.
And same here. I hope you can. I'm glad that you could understand me.
Well, Adam, do we sound as funny to you as you sound to us talking about the
atmosphere? Well, to be quite honest with you, my daughter is married to an American, so
okay.
I'm used to your accent.
Oh, okay. Because we're not used to yours. Well, we've heard it before, but it does sound different. But English is English, and you're conveying everything, getting the crowd to it.
Have you ever listened to Ken Ham? I don't advocate Ken Ham.
Oh, creation study guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's our accent.
It would be a double for him, Ashley.
I hope as far as the accent goes, I don't agree with anything else.
Forget that.
Well, I had to interject that, but Mark, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Mark, you may have
That's
more
okay.
to say to Ashley.
That's okay. I just wanted to finish with some prayer requests for all of our saints. And you know, please, saints, please pray for Brother Carl out there on that river, you know, that the boat stay on top of the water, that his crewmates treat him with respect, and a spirit of comfort for Sister Babs waiting at home alone. And Brother Carl's mom, her name is Reba, and she is in organized religion. So, saints, please keep praying that God snatch the brand out of the fire of the lies of organized religion. And please pray for Brother Ashley, too, because he's got his hands full over there, too. So thank you, saints. I've been announcing these same prayer requests, and so I'm sure you're all familiar with them by now. And also pray for the keep praying for the Phillips family at this time also.
Always.
I'd like to give a shout out to Matt Mosteller, who's still with us on YouTube, and he just wants to let everyone know that he's been listening, and he's enjoyed being with us tonight. He says, peace be with you all in Christ. And Matt is like Brother Carl. He's out there, and you know, him and his wife are kind of alone in a wilderness of, as far as spirituality, so let's keep him in our prayers. So, guys, I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and end this call. We will be back on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time and then 6 o'clock Central Time in the evening. I want to thank you guys again for joining us, and I hope that we can do this on a weekly basis where we just have a fellowship call where we come together and just kind of share. I think that's something that's really needed right now.
Very good. Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Brother Ashley.